Alltag in der IT-Zentrale.
PCs mit KI können die User-Produktivität steigern und Cyberangriffe schon im Vorfeld erkennen.
Tada! KI rettet Firmen-PCs.
Jetzt mit Leistungsboostern.
KI für Firmen-PCs mit Intel Core Ultra-Prozessoren und Intel vPro. Ergebnisse können variieren. Mehr auf intel.de/itheroes.
This week's patron-exclusive bonus episode of Retronauts represents an ending of sorts. More than one, really. First, it's the conclusion of the Weird Controllers overview we began with episode 283. And secondly, it's the final Retronauts East recording left from the before times. The last time the four of us, myself, Benj Edwards, Chris Sims, and Ben Elgin, were safely able to sit together in the same room and hang out with live mics. We're looking forward to the day we can safely reconvene, but in the meantime, here's a memento from a more innocent year, 2019, and of more outlandish video game peripherals. To listen to the complete episode and complete your journey through the land of chainsaw joysticks and inflatable punching bag controllers, head to patreon.com/retronauts and subscribe to the show at the $5 a month level or higher. Not only will you get this episode, but you'll get all our previous patron-exclusive episodes, plus access to a backlog of weekly This Week in Retro columns by Diamond Flight, and more. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the preview, and please look forward to a look back at Ape Escape and the origins of chronicling video game history with Monday's episode.
What is this first one even called?
The Mad Cats
Xbox Live Retro Arcade Stick.
Okay, yeah. So
I actually think this one's pretty cool.
This is neat. I've always wanted this. I've almost bought it several times. So when the Xbox Live store came out, they sold a lot of adaptations of old games. And Mad Cats made this weird square-shaped joystick gamepad thing that has a cross-shaped D-pad and an analog thumbstick.
I would describe this as the Atari 2600 controller and the Xbox 360 gamepad had a hot, torrid love affair, and this is the bastard child they birthed.
It is exactly an Xbox 360 controller as a joystick. Mm-hmm. I kind of love it. I think it's neat.
It has a joystick. I guess one of the thumbsticks is a large vertical stick instead of a thumb stick. It's a hand stick.
Like, right. I don't know
it's
if
it's
going
to be gripped as opposed to... How do you describe the way you manipulate a thumbstick?
Erotically.
Well, maybe that's you.
The
rest of us.
You manipulate it with your thumb, pushing it around kind of like a D-pad without lifting your thumb generally.
Whereas a joystick, you grip.
Yeah, a joystick, you can grip it with your hand or the little crotch of between your thumb and forefinger.
I don't think that's called crotch.
I don't know what the word for it.
There's an anatomical term, but it's all
that definitely gets across what
I think it's called the webbing.
When you grip the stick with your crotch.
Please don't.
Let's not go this direction.
I feel like this is the only controller I've seen that has both a joystick and a thumbstick at the same time.
It's got all the components
of
an Xbox 360 gamepad. It's got
plus a joystick.
The four face buttons. It's got the thumbsticks, one of which is a joystick. It's got the D-pad. It's got the gym button in the middle, the golden, or not X. Golden, the silver green gym. Yeah. And I assume it has shoulder triggers also, right?
Somewhere, probably.
I don't know.
It, this came with a disc that had some old games on it. It was packed into it, and I don't remember what the games are, but there's some arcade ports, Pac-Man kind of things. But this is an analog stick, too. It's not a four-way or eight-way digital stick, anyway.
So it's still probably not ideal for...
Yeah, I think the reviews weren't that great for it on Amazon. That's why I never bought it.
I would think you probably would want to play Pac-Man with the D-pad part of it, not the analog stick part. So
yeah,
it kind of defeats the...
Yeah, like what are you using this analog?
Every purpose.
What are you using this joystick for, which is really just a glorified analog thumbstick with a big tower on it?
Yeah, I guess you're meant to hold this in your hands, because if you held it, placed it on a table, it would be impossible to use the thumbstick and the D-pad.
Yeah.
I could see where this would be better to use for just the D-pad alone, because the Xbox 360 D-pad is notoriously terrible. Like no one liked that thing.
If you see the way the 1, 2, 3, 4 is oriented, I guess you could hold it like a gamepad with this on the left and this on the right and maybe hit the buttons. And if you wanted to use the stick thing, you could just hold it I don't know.
Why would you even do that now?
I don't know how you use it.
This is where I really hate working in audio as a medium, because you really needed to see what Binge was doing to understand the full sadness of this.
You hold it in your right hand, mm-hmm. and then you just kind of rest your hand against the other side so that you can use your forefinger and thumb to work the joystick, and then use your middle finger on the shoulder buttons. It's very intuitive to me. Yeah.
Okay, sure.
I don't think I don't think you want to play like, I was about to say Mass Effect, but Mass Effect is probably pretty easy with this thing.
Halo.
Yeah, I don't think you want to play like Halo.
Mass Effect is like almost a turn-based RPG though.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But like, you know what? I would love this thing for Pokemon Sword. For the curry stirring, because that is a pain with the little Switch thumbstick, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I have bad news. Xbox 360 does not have Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Is this not compatible with Switch?
Probably not.
Okay.
Maybe once Nintendo buys out Microsoft's game stock.